Congratulations, you just made it to episode 17 of Sneaky Geek. Way to go.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bryce Rankins, and this is Brian Romero.
Hey there.
And we're not dead.
What?
We're alive.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good news. That's good news.
We're good. Oh. We've been gone for a long time. How long have we been gone, Brian?
What year is it?
It's 2018.
Oh.
Our last new podcast, I think, was the beginning of January. We're in the middle of April recording this right now.
Oh, man. That's like almost 4 years.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're kind of here.
We're alive. We're here. Yeah. We made it to April without posting a podcast. Yeah. And whose fault is that, Brian?
Kind of both of us.
But whose fault is it really?
Kind of yours.
It's my fault. I dropped a hard drive with everything we ever recorded.
And what did that do?
It killed the hard drive. You know what else I lost in that? I lost video footage for every vlog I'd planned. I lost all of the video footage of me originally repairing my boat. Ooh. I lost footage. I lost early podcasts of ours.
Oh, man.
Before we were even actually like doing this officially. I lost all my music. Several episodes of completely legally downloaded things, so I'm sure I'll be able to access those again because those were done by the book.
Yes. Every single one.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I lost all that and a bunch of music, and now I have to start over, which means we have to start over.
So welcome to episode one of Sneaky Geek. We're not that far back.
We actually did manage to save a few things. We saved, thanks to the wonders of multiple
recording devices,
we saved most of the Black Panther.
Which is a good one.
Episode.
We'll get it out eventually.
Lovely. We have to get that. We have to reconvene with a couple of people who were on that episode who actually have those files still. We have...
Partially me, because it's on my...
Yeah, you have one.
Yeah.
I need to find that SIM card. We have the episode that we recorded with the champ back in the day.
That was like our pre-podcast.
Yeah, before we even knew what our podcast was fully yet. We've got that one. We might still have our original Infinity Gauntlet podcast, which is super relevant, even if it is completely and utterly factually
It was a mess. But it'll be fun. Well, we got something fun planned for that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do your research, kids.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much all that we've managed to save and recover.
We will.
But we did record a new something.
Yeah, we did.
We recorded WonderCon interviews, which will be the episode right after this one, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. We'll splice it all in there. It'll be great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But in the meantime, while I was handling all of the files going missing, I also had to handle a few clients who... I was in the middle of editing their things, so that was really, really frustrating.
Like real job-paying stuff, so that sucks.
But, I mean, I got it figured out, so it ended up working. That one ended up working out, because redundant saves are really, really useful, so...
Yes, they are.
Hooray, I just wish I had done redundant saves for us, which we will do from now on in the future, and it'll be great.
Because we got a fancy new hard drive.
Fancy new hard drive. Special thanks to my brother-in-law, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Thank you so, so much. He got us a new hard drive. He is officially investing in Sneaky Geek. And so is my cousin, who got us a new shock mount, a new pop filter, and a new wind filter, all for our Yeti microphone, our Yeti Blue microphone that we use.
So this is a podcast, and all that stuff is really pretty.
It is. It's all pretty, and it's right in front of us.
Yeah.
And we can see it. And we posted a picture of it on our Instagram.
Yeah. It's all artsy and stuff, so it's not the whole thing. It's only parts of it, but you'll appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not in black and white, though, so it's not that artsy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Anyway, I mean, we've got a few things planned now that we're back in the swing of things. What episodes do we need to record? So many big things are happening.
Yeah.
Let's talk movies first, because those are the ones that we talk about probably the most.
Yep. We got an Infinity Wars one
Coming up. Star Wars Story. Han Solo, a Star Wars Story is coming up. Deadpool is coming up. What got pushed back? New Mutants got pushed back, so that's not happening. Incredibles 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah. That's in June.
That's in June. What else is coming out in May? Isn't there something else coming out in May?
There was a third one. Crap. You know what? It was Infinity War, and then it got moved up.
So we got those coming up. And then, okay, what's happening book-wise? We've got a ton of new Star Wars books out, right? They just released a bunch of Han Solo-related period books.
And I'm so out of it right now, I don't remember a whole lot of them. They got a couple comics that are planned, which are cool.
The comic version of Lost Stars is scheduled to come out next month.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Which I'm really excited about. I think it was originally made in Japan, so I think it's a manga, technically.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So that's going to be good. They're in the middle of releasing the comic book adaptation of the Thrawn novel.
Oh,
issue
really?
Issue number 3 just came out today.
That's super cool. They did a Thrawn novel. The original Thrawn trilogy has
Found all the books.
Tell us the story.
So back in the day,
Itty bitty baby Brian.
Yeah. Our good buddy Tate and a few other good friends of mine back in elementary school, like 5th grade, got me into Star Wars. So I started reading the Star Wars novels. One of the first ones was Timothy Zahn's Thrawn trilogy, which basically jump-started the expanded universe. It jump-started, like, a bunch of the games, comic books. It was the first appearance of Coruscant, and a bunch of stuff that ends up making it into the movies and stuff. And so it was cool. So I picked up a comic book one day, shortly after I read the books, and I kind of started... That's kind of what got me into collecting comics. I was excited because Star Wars and comic books, and that's what... I was reading a lot of X-Men at the time. Not a lot, but a little bit. And I was super into comics. Got me going a little bit more. So then... Flash forward to, like, 10 years ago now. I was kind of old enough to start driving around and get my look around at different comic book stores, and I found a few of the other books, and they're very much out of print, so they're super hard to find. So that's been kind of, like, my goal is to collect the rest of the issues, total of 18, 6 for each book. I found the last book, the last issue for the last book at WonderCon 2 weeks ago.
The White Whale.
Super stoked, last minute find, right as the con was closing, fairly cheap, super stoked to find it. This last weekend, ended up at a used bookstore, looking around some books, and lo and behold, the very last 3 issues I was missing for the entire thing.
Dude.
So, I couldn't remember which books I was missing and which ones I had because...
So you just bought all 3 and hoped for the best?
No, I bought trades instead of some Avengers books, some Hickman stuff, great. Which is what Infinity War is slightly based on.
Mm-hmm.
Drove all the way home from Costa Mesa, dropped them, looked at my Star Wars books, figured out what I needed, and drove all the way back.
Wow.
Super excitedly. Picked them up.
Just bouncing the whole way.
Yeah, basically. And then read them all on Sunday.
Cool. How was it?
It was wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There's a few little things here and there because they are pretty thick novels. Not super thick, but decent sizes, and there's only 6 issues of each book. There were some things that were jumped around a little bit. Some minor continuity issues I noticed, but overall it was pretty legit.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's super cool.
That was my super nerdy weekend.
Yeah. My whole life has been kind of consumed with an edit that I'm working on right now, which is part of the reason why I haven't gotten to editing a whole lot of other stuff, period. But geek and comic wise, I'm finally playing Pokemon.
Yeah. I got red version sitting right here in front of me. It's Bryce's. It's not mine. But I'm saying it's right here.
Yeah.
Where you at?
I am.
Most important first. Who is your starter?
Bulbasaur.
Okay.
Bulbasaur Master Race, bro.
No. Charmander all the way.
Nah, man. Bulbasaur is so good for the first couple, and he ends up maxing out further. I did my research.
All right. Whatever.
I only did that much research, and then everything else, I'm kind of a mess.
Right on. Okay. So now where are you
at? My strongest Pokemon right now is actually my Pidgeotto. and then followed by my Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
And then I'm working up my Butterfree right now because really want Butterfree to come with me the whole way.
respect that.
I was gonna beef up my Nidoran, but then I realized like Butterfree's already got the poison thing covered, so I felt like that was kind of redundant.
Yeah.
Right. I'm also beefing up a Geodude right now because I want him to be a Graveler, but I'm about to go against Misty, so it's not gonna really do me a whole lot of good.
Oh no, not at all.
And then I've had the Magikarp since as early as I possibly could, so he's been hanging out in the front spot. I'm trying to get that Abra in that patch of grass just above the bridge with the six with
such
the rocket.
A bitch to catch.
And so the first time I played and it got to it, I went in, hit the grass, Abra appeared, and then I accidentally killed him.
Yep.
And I was like, ah, crap. You know, because I know that you want to have a Pokemon with good speed so you can throw your ball out as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, I thought that this was a one-time appearance kind of situation because I couldn't get him to appear again.
Okay.
And so I was like, shit. So I turned off the game.
Did you reset it?
And I come back to, and I'm like, ah, shit, I still got to fight all of these guys on the bridge again. So I beef everybody up and I get all the way to the bridge and then I save just before the patch of grass.
Oh, good.
And I go, I weaken, teleports. Gone.
You got to throw the ball pretty much right away.
So I'm like, well, it's okay. I saved. And I turned it off and turned it back on because I figured this is sort of just a, like, first time you're in the grass, Abra appears this way.
Yeah, no.
So the next time I go in, Abra doesn't appear. Abra has not appeared since, and I have been hovering around this grass.
Shit.
Apparently, there's a 15% chance that Abra will appear.
Yeah.
There's also a 15% chance that a Pidgey will appear. And Pidgey has appeared twice, so I don't know why Abra's being such a shy little pain in the butt. But I'm right now trying to get that Abra.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know, I guess I can't even get an Alakazam out of it. I still have to like trade for
that
one.
You gotta trade, which is a little bit hard on your Game Boy SP.
Yeah, but I guess I can get it all the way at least to a regular DS. And
can you?
Yeah, I can get most of my Pokemon to a regular DS because the original DS still had the link cable because
that's
I could still do Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, which I have.
So, because all the later generations of Game Boys are compatible with the previous
generation.
Version.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So my Game Boy Advance plays Game Boy games.
Yep.
My Game Boy 3DS, I guess it's not a Game Boy 3DS, it's a Nintendo 3DS, my 3DS plays DS games.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got everything covered with two of these. Granted, shout out to my brother whose Game Boy Advance I totally stole. Brenner, you'll get it back eventually. Take that, the champ. But seriously, thanks. You're a peach. So anyway, I guess there's a way that you can at least get them to the DS.
Yeah.
And then once they're there, you can digitally move them to like
the Pokemon
a digital
Bank
copy on the regular DS. And then you can move them to your 3DS.
Yeah.
So if I ever want to get all of my Pokemon from
it's going to be a big old pain
here,
in the ass.
It's going to be a big old pain in the ass. And I'll probably make Dave help me because he was the one who told me I could do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
there's ever a Pokemon master.
Oh, my gosh. Dave and
Dave
his the Ziglets and I all spoke about Pokemon strategy for like an hour the other night.
Oh, hell yeah.
We all just sat around the table talking about our plans,
or
at least my plans, and whether or not they were decent enough. And we learned about Cerebi.net.
Oh, yeah.
And then I already knew about Bulbapedia.
Yeah.
And then Strategy Wiki's Pokemon page is really, really useful. Bra actually told me about that one.
Nice.
Our buddy John, who all through college called people Bra.
Yeah.
Bra, because he was from San Luis Obispo, so
we just started calling him Bra,
because it was the only time we ever used the phrase Bra was when we were talking to John. Anyway, so John's helped me out a lot, because John is the biggest Pokemon nerd that I knew as a child.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know anybody who played it and knew it as well as he and the other guys in my cabin did.
Oh, nice.
I was at, like, Boy Scout camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Back when I used to work for a Boy Scout camp. So, yeah, cool. That's pretty much my geek life and your geek life at the moment. We got to start our podcast back up.
Yeah, we've been hanging out with Nick a little bit more.
Buttons out.
We
have been doing some stuff with it because we started streaming.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys check some of that stuff out.
We'll on Twitch TV, we are Sneaky Geek Podcast on Twitch TV, and we do retro games. We did Super Mario 64 with the intent to finish.
Brutal.
Brian Romero is not good at Super Mario 64.
Nope.
He is not good at that. And that's okay, because we still got to 32 stars or something
which
that.
Which wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's a quarter of the way.
Yeah.
Definitely went slower than we thought it would.
Yeah, we
but
did.
That's, you know,
that's all right.
And then again, then the next time we play Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Conquest, and that one was great. We got really close to the end, but again, like, people had to be up in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was getting late. So we actually have one world left, and then the Lost World, if we want to go through and try to find all of the secrets in the game.
Which we probably do.
Yeah. The Lost World's one of the coolest parts about that game.
I don't know if I've ever gotten that far. Maybe I have gotten that far, but I haven't played it.
There's one level where you only play as the animal companions.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's super cool. It's the longest level, I feel like, in the whole damn game. It might not be, but it feels like it. Because each time you're going, you know, now you're the spider, and now you're the snake, and now you're the rhino, and now you're
that's
the fish.
That's pretty cool, though.
And now you're the parrot going through that awful bramble area. Ugh. But we did it. We made it through it. Nice. We almost didn't. We came so close to dying. At one point, we had to go back and collect bananas that we
lives.
Knew at the beginning of the level because we were afraid we weren't going to make it all the way through. And then we did. And then we eventually did actually get a game over where we hadn't saved and had to go, like, back.
Oh, man.
But when that happened, it was, like, barely anything to cover, so it was fine.
Huh. Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the geek world of Sneaky Geek and of Brian
currently.
And of Bryce. That's kind of where we're all at right now. Yeah. Let's get back to business.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm finally not as sick as I was. That was part of the reason,
too. Oh, yeah,
that
was the other thing. Like, Brian was always falling asleep.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything for more than an hour without needing a four-hour nap.
Brian got mono.
Don't get mono.
Because he kissed an old lady or something.
Or, yeah, I don't know.
Hung out with old people.
It happens.
Shared a drink with a
everybody
human. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something dumb happened.
Something happened.
Brian got mono, and now he's tired all the time.
It's
so
true.
Even when there was time to make podcasts, the dude was falling asleep.
Yep.
And then, of course, my life being busy meant that scheduling was rough, and here we are. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're here.
We're back.
Well, we're ready to go. Let's drop some episodes.
Yeah.
So we got this. We got our WonderCon episode coming up shortly
after
this
one. We got the Black Panther.
Got our Black Panther episode. A little late, but whatever. It's always relevant.
Yep.
We've got...
just past the super duper Titanic numbers.
Yeah.
It's now third largest grossing movie
and
freaking awesome.
It's super cool.
Take that, stupid Titanic.
Yeah, take that.
Never let go. She let go.
She let go.
She let go, and then you know what? He was fine because he ended up showing up in Inception, so it was fine.
Yeah. Oh boy, there goes that fan theory again.
Yeah.
Fan theories about what has happened are fun though.
Oh, those are great. Yeah.
Which we haven't really talked about. Because we're always avoiding them, fan theories, because of your dislike for them. But fan theories of what has happened would be a cool episode.
Just like the Jar Jar Sith Lord theory.
Darth Jar Jar, all of the Pokemon theories that are out there about what everything is. Everything from...
only the happy ones, though. Not the sad,
none of the Cubone
ones. No.
Genghis Khan depression story. But like how the whole world starts and then linking it to other games. Those are fun.
Yeah.
You know, interuniversal stuff. Speaking of cool fan theories and cool fan things, since we're here just talking about random shit.
Yeah.
The fact that Peter Cushing is now a time traveler in the Whoniverse.
Oh, that was cool.
In the Doctor Who universe, Peter Cushing was friends with William Hartnell's first Doctor, the first Doctor, and made the Doctor Who movie that was made for, which we'll talk about this when we finish up our Doctor Who second half with Dave.
Ooh,
now that we have to re-record that.
Also, we have to re-record the second half with Dave.
With Dave. But that's okay. Dave's a wealth of knowledge, and I'm sure he'll be happy to actually, I know he'll be happy to talk about it.
We almost did it during WonderCon weekend, but that was just crazy exhausting.
It's crazy exhausting, and Bryce was dying.
You almost died that time. I was okay.
Anyway, Peter Cushing played Doctor Who in an American version of the Doctor Who series, and now that film is a film that existed within the Doctor Who universe, which makes Peter Cushing a Doctor Who character. And then there's a reference also later on that he even time traveled a little bit with the Doctor and reprised a role that he had been long dead for. Very heavily implying that
Rogue One
wasn't CGI Peter Cushing, but in fact
it actually was Peter Cushing.
So in the Doctor Who universe, that's a real Peter Cushing. That's a real Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One.
Oh, that's so cool.
So cool.
Yeah,
and so neat.
Stephen Moffat wrote it.
Yeah, so
and
it's,
then
I mean everything in there, and even the book stuff is canon. So
yeah. In fact, Russell T. Davies came back and did a book too. Similarly,
I love Russell T. Davies.
Yeah, and he threw in some because the books are basically novelizations of a couple episodes.
Right.
And so
with like a little extra sprinkled in, kind of like what the Star Wars books are right now.
Right. So Davies' one was the Rose episode.
Mm-hmm.
First episode of the new reboot, but he added in some,
which you'll hear about in part two of our Doctor Who podcast,
which is
supposed to be out 2 months ago.
And when did we record it?
In September.
Yeah, September. Oh man. But anyways, so they sprinkled in some stuff about the newer Doctors, including a female one, and an androgynous one, I believe, and a young female one, I think. We'll figure it out later on, but anyway, some cool stuff that they did with it.
And then Rebels ended.
Rebels.
And that was so crazy good. So good. Tied things in, brought in a ton of stuff from the old canon, the Legends canon, into this universe.
Yeah,
had a legitimate explanation of how it can still work without making the original trilogy seem pointless, which was really, that was the biggest worry. Like, everyone was like,
is everybody going to die?
How are they going to do this? How are they going to do this? And then it's closed so beautifully.
Yeah, they did really well.
While also opening so beautifully, I'm super excited about.
Yeah, they definitely set up for a new series.
Set up for more. Oh, man. I don't even want to spoil it, but I want to talk about her because I love her so much.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
We will talk about that one later.
They also released season 2 of...
Oh, Forces of Destiny.
They released season 2 of Forces of Destiny. Fantastic. There was some great stuff in there. Mark Hamill and Frank Oz reprised their roles as
Luke and Yoda
for a little mini episode that happens on Dagobah while Luke is training.
So there's an episode about a guy now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So because the first whole season was just women of Star Wars, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Super cool. But that's interesting that they also have Luke.
Finn as a co-main character with Rose during an episode.
Okay.
And,
I mean, Han was in an episode with Leia and things like that. Yeah. So.
And Hera, which was so cool.
And now they brought in Leia's voice actor for the Leia episodes.
Yes. Who had played her great. Oh, she's spot on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But anyways, all that's real good. Check it out if you haven't. It's so on YouTube. Good.
Oh, you know what else happened in the geek world?
No, what?
Regarding me?
What? No, no.
Bryce got really, really into Magic the Gathering.
Oh, yeah. And I got really into it again.
Yeah, I've never touched a playable card game.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I had the Mewtwo card that came with the Pokemon, the first movie.
Oh, the movie, yeah.
Like, the holographic one that came with that, which I'm sure isn't worth a damn. I don't even know where the thing is. But I had that. That's as far as I got.
Okay.
You know, my brother had X-Men cards. They wasn't a game.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men cards were super cool.
I still have all mine.
But they, I've never had a playable game of any sort. No Yu-Gi-Oh, no Magic, nothing. Wow. And I got the deck builder kit from Logan.
Yeah.
So thanks, Logan. He handed it to me and I looked at him and I said, so that's where we're at. I'm that level of nerd now.
Yep.
Like, this is where we're at, where we are. And he's like, yep, I want somebody to play with, because he had just gotten back into it.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So now I'm always like, yeah, bring your deck. Like, let's play around.
Oh,
I mean, I'm terrible at it, but it didn't stop me from spending at least cumulative 5 hours dealing with cards and and such at WonderCon, which we'll talk about in our next episode.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So, I think that's a good place to sign up.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of covers...
Anything else happened with you? Any other thing that you got really into? Did you start playing any new games or anything like that?
You know what? Because I've been sick, I downloaded some stuff on my virtual console on my 2DS.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 2DS. I'm like, wait, 3D, 4D, 7D? No, 2D. 2DS. So I got the original Kirby's Dream Land, which I played all the time as a kid.
Awesome.
Loved it. And then I found Kirby's Dream Land 2 on there, which I never played, so I picked that up on there, and it was so much fun. Yeah, so I was in a little Kirby kick for a little while.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Kirby was never really that heavy on the Super Nintendo side. It was always much more of a handheld kind of situation. Yeah. And so, I had Kirby's Avalanche, which was kind of like Dr. Mario, but with his little blobs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I played the shit out of Kirby's Avalanche. Nice. I was so good at it, but... Yeah. I mean, I say so good at it, I still never actually beat it. But, those first, 10 levels, I mean, I had it.
I also had Kirby's Pinball Land.
Did you ever have Tilt and Tobble? That was a cool concept. It was, it was a Game Boy game, but there was, a motion tracker inside the game.
One of my friends had that, yeah.
Yeah, one of my cousins had it. But, I never really played Kirby. I never really played a whole lot of handheld games, period.
Okay.
Up until Christmas this year, when my sister got me a 3DS.
Right.
That's the first handheld console I've ever actually owned.
Wow.
I borrowed my brother's SP. I borrowed Trevor's PlayStation Portable.
Yeah.
I've never really, I've never owned my own system. And so I've got a new Star Wars game that I want to play, which I haven't got to do yet. And I've been doing that. But, I don't know. There's just something about handheld systems that are just, in this particular day and age, where you feel like you can't be sitting in one place at once, at one time.
Doing nothing.
Now I really want to switch.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother podcast.
Yep. All right, cool. Okay, that's a whole other podcast. We've said, okay, so this is a podcast. Yeah. We told people what we were doing right now.
Told people what we want to do.
We told people what we wanted to do. I think that
we've signed off once already and just kept going.
We did. We signed off. We got a good quality sign off fake out, kind of Lord of the Rings tribute right there.
Yeah.
I think this is a good time to fade out again.
Actually. So stay tuned, guys. Thanks for being patient, and we'll be back real quick.
Oh, you know what else?
No, what's going on?
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, man.